This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie Yuccas, bottom of the hour. Representative Dean Erdahl is with us at 2:35. We're going to talk about a bill he is co-sponsoring, trying to find a way to have more teachers. In this state, it is an enormous problem all across the country. And so the representative is with us. Before we turn it over to Jason, our little medical talk this segment, and then we might move on. I had a migraine last night. There was a point in my life where I had migraines with some frequency, where I would say, Dave, I would have 5, 6, 7 a month, maybe even more than that. And I have no idea why they have stopped. But I was reminded again last night, if there's a box that I can check to avoid ever getting one again, sign me up. For me, I'm sitting there I gave Quinny his meds. He was brushing his teeth. He was going to watch. He loves wrestling. He was going to watch a little more wrestling. I was just going through stuff, and I was looking at my phone, about to walk in and just sit with him while he's doing his stuff. And also, I looked down at my phone, and I initially thought, as I told you early in the day, I thought, God, is my phone malfunctioning? I quickly realized, no. My vision was significantly blurred, and I get a very narrowing of my peripheral vision. And I looked up at the TV, and it was the same exact thing. And I call Kathleen because she knows I have these well, and I had no idea what it was going to do to me. And when you have a son who has seizures and has other health issues, if there is the possibility, because I don't know how bad this is going to get, of somebody else helping me out and taking cue, most importantly. And she gets it. She's like, I'm coming. And I go, you know, we could wait an hour to see. And she's like, no, no, no. And this is the longest I ever had blurred vision, the point where I was thinking, what if this is something else? I had to be close to 45 minutes. And I was in the dark, but I would just occasionally try to look at my phone or something. And then the awful headache comes. As I mentioned to you earlier, I've had some where, and I know others have migraines, where if I even move my head, it was like somebody was just a hammer to me, just an absolute hammer. This was bad, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like excruciatingly bad. But then as I'm laying there trying to go to bed, my head is just pounding. So then I'd put on, like, the softest music, like just background music to try to maybe just distract me a little bit, but I don't want it really loud in any way. And it was tossing and turning night. And they are just awful. And I know there are people who get migraines. You said you've never had one.
No, I have not.
I really, 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 really hope that this isn't the start of me once again having these. Because I used to have to walk around with medication that I would take. And I forget the name of the medication, but I know I didn't have one last year. At least I believe I didn't. And I might have only had one the last couple of years. And I'd love to sit here and tell you and feel, you know, pat myself on the back while I'm eating better or I'm doing this and that. I don't know what it is. I used to get a lot on golf courses, but I would play, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 rounds a year. And I get 7, 8 on the golf course, so it's not every time. But do you get migraines? And if not, and chime in, let me know, 651-461-9226. And if not, what is your migraine? Like, what is your comparable? Because there are way worse things than migraines. It's not close, right? I would, if Quentin wouldn't have seizures the rest of his life, I would add a lot of migraines to my life. How many, I have no idea, because they're awful. But there are people listening right now who are battling cancer or, you know, you name it, you know, some malady that is well beyond the pain and the disruption. But when I get them, I can't drive.
Well, yeah, the way you describe your phone, no. Everything just automatically turns blurry.
Yeah, it's
not a good idea.
Sometimes, like, really, really straight, that part stays okay, but
anything on the periphery is gone.
Even last night, it was closer than the periphery. I mean, it was the first time I remembered it that close and lasting that long. I could not believe my vision was still blurred. But I wasn't, you know, I was barely looking at my phone because it wasn't pleasant at all, as silly as that seems. But I paid attention. It was at about right around 8:45. And one of the last times I looked, 9:35 or so, or 9:30, I forget now. And it is just incapacitating. Like, I've been at places where they've happened where I just need to go to a dark room right away, and I end up throwing up violently, like, for a long, long time. And my mother used to have them. I don't think she has them anymore. But they're awful. But just something for you that is your migraine, where it comes up, maybe it's more than occasional. Maybe it's at some regularity. But it's not to the level where it's life-ending or dramatic treatment. But you detest it. And I've talked to many people over the years who've had migraines. In fact, I'll just mention, Pella is at my house today, and we'll probably get to Pella again. And they have been so good, so professional, so friendly. It's been just a phenomenal experience. But I walk by, and the guy's like, yeah, you're a lot quieter than yesterday. I go, yeah, I had a migraine. And then two other guys come over and say, I get those also. And I have a friend of mine, my friend Ben. They've lessened a little bit, but he used to walk around and would have to give himself shots four or five times a day to try to limit his migraines. We used to play a ton of golf together, and in the 90s and aughts, and when we were playing a lot, it was once every 3 or 4 times one of us would have to walk off a golf course because of migraines. So do you have something? I mean, obviously, what your wife has is more than this. Okay, but can you think of something that would be your so-called, quote, end quote, migraine?
Noon to three weekdays? That's the easy one.
Me in your life?
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic. You have the migraine. You also are my migraine. My wife living with Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, that's her migraine, certainly, and that's a never-ending, you know, every day thing. For me, I told you, I'm incredibly lucky. I can't think of anything. You know, I get a headache rarely. You know, I've had a couple broken bones, but there's nothing in my life that, at least, you know, medically or anything I can think of that's chronic like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, as you describe, could show up at any time.
Right. Bunch of texts on this. Okay. Somebody's also wondering if we'll break into the Twins game if there's severe weather. That's a given. Yeah. If it gets really bad, for sure. 100%. We'll be judicious about it. But if it reaches a level where the powers that be think it's reached a point where there's a safety concern, for sure. 100%. That's been CCO's policy for a long time. Did Jeff McKinney at times take it too far when he was telling people he was saving lives? Yeah, he did. He's dispensing information that potentially could help people save their lives. But I became good friends with Jeff. But when I heard that, I did have some fun at the fans saying, CCO thinks they're saving lives. Listen, that information is capable of that. But it's not like we're the paramedics, the doctors, the ambulance drivers here. But that will happen if that does happen tonight. Let's hope it doesn't. What do you want to say about migraines? And do you have something that's comparable to migraines? Like right there, I just nodded my head and my head still hurts.
No.
You know, it's nowhere what it was yesterday, but it normally, I mean, it just drains you. Like I am tired today. Like I'm an insomniac, so I'm normally tired, but it's a different type of tired today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
22 past the hour one, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. You just heard the Twins ticket game. Shelly was our winner. Thank you so much for listening, Shelly.
Very excited, Shelly.
She should be
pumped,
right?
Twins Red Sox on Sunday.
Yeah, and you worked in Abe Froman, Sausage King, because the fondling and touching the sausage apparently is the key to the Twins' success.
They are the Sausage Kings, taking down those red-hot White Sox. Nobody can stop them today.
A reminder, every Sunday at Target Field is presented by Target and Gillette Children's. As part of Sunday's Kids' Day, Target transforms the lawn inside Gate 34 to Bullseye Backyard. Kids 12 and under can run the bases postgame. Plus, U.S. Bank kids' meals are half off. Are they carding these kids? Like, how do we determine?
I mean, the kids don't typically have a card.
Could we go there, the two of us, a couple years older than 12, and say we'd like to? I'd like to run the bases sometime.
Be a sweet deal.
Yeah. Like if a kid shows up in a full beard,
mm-hmm.
Is that out?
Might be a giveaway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who's going to – are you the usher at Target Field that's going to step in front of that person and say, no, 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 no. I'm drawing the line in the sand, and the line is drawn here.
Yeah, I don't want to be that person.
No.
I don't want to have that. Among the texts here on medical hotline, since I'm talking about the migraine I had last night, Chad, I have diverticulitis with flare-ups. 3 days on a liquid diet, bloating that makes me look pregnant. It literally stops everything. And the fatigue and nausea sucks.
Ugh.
My guy, the late, great Tom Hanneman, battled that for a while. That sounds awful.
Yes, too, it does.
Right? It just, well, what Lindsay faces with Crohn's and colitis.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same, but it's in that general area.
Yes, it's any day can be a bad day. You never know. You know, she had stomach issues, most of the day Sunday and into yesterday. Couldn't figure out what she ate, you know, what happened, but just stomach killing her.
Yeah, I mean, one of Quentin's other side issues is going to the bathroom. Like, we end up playing chemist every day with Miralax and how much to give him,
yeah,
what's the right amount. And then, you know, earlier in his life, Quentin, I mean, he would have to sit on the bathroom for hour plus, get out, go back, go back. When he had his double leg surgery, where he didn't walk for 6 months because he was going to end up in a wheelchair, we tried to tell these folks that going to the bathroom for him was going to be so incredibly hard, because what we've discovered is what helps him is really moving his body and walking in water. Well, he had casts up to his mid-thigh.
Yeah, all that stuff just sits there. And
I remember there's still a nurse who was so dismissive about it. And again, almost all the nurses were phenomenal. But she was just the B word. To the point where I had to say, you're being really rude. And she's like, it won't be a problem at all. Then about 6 hours later on the shift, I go, he still hasn't pooped yet. What do you think? Remember you told me this is going to be no problem, you know? And eventually did. And it was a total mess. And it's just, it stinks. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years later, you found her working at an ice cream shop in Palm Desert. This is the record.
Yes. This is the record. Where is the crossover between a headache and a migraine? For me, I just know it when I get that my vision is altering.
I say it's more than just pain, right?
Yeah. It's I need to be in the fetal position for a while. I really do. You know, and not driving. And listen, we've all had bad headaches before. And by the way, they stink too. I'm not trying to say like, oh, whatever. It's just for me, it's the vision, and it is just a throbbing amount of pain is going to happen. More text. Chad, I have a migraine since I was 3 years old. What I call a baby migraine would put most people in bed for days. Yours may have been triggered by the excess pollen in the air right now. I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of texts saying, well, most of them are stress. I got to be honest. Yesterday was a great day. Yeah. Fun here. Fun at home. I don't see Mike nearly as much as I used to. Carla's son. I love him. Maximum, he was over. He was amazing. He was great. We brought him back to Carla's place. Quinny and I were hanging out. We were talking. We were laughing. And it happened. I mean, for me, I have him like on golf courses. God knows I create enough stress for myself out there.
Plenty.
A lot more the last couple of years. But I would never downplay the role stress plays in all of our lives and health issues. But for me, it's a little bit like insomnia too, where no doubt there are times when my mind, like for me, it's more comfortability sleeping. I just can't get comfortable. So I don't think it's stress.
And it could be sometimes. You know,
yeah.
A migraine is something that could be triggered by, you know, any number of things.
Yep. The Imitrex shots were life-changing for me. One shot within 20 fairly unpleasant minutes, you're back to life. That was the medication I used to take.
Okay.
In fact, I will be texting my guy, the greatest doctor on planet Earth, Dr. Sheldon Burns, who I'm sure was involved in what was going on with our guy Finchie, because Sheldon is also the Wolves doctor. I will be telling Sheldon I need more Imitrex because they might be a part of my life. But that's what my friend Ben was taking. Have you tried Botox? You know, there are a lot of people who have tried Botox for migraines. It's Botox has become a thing for a lot of other side issues. I was thinking about it years ago, and then for whatever reason, they lessened. So I'm not willing to eliminate it.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. More texts. They can be very different for everyone. Stress, lack of sleep, looking at electronics too long. I first had a migraine about 12 years ago out of the blue. I determined it was iced tea out of a vending machine that was causing it. I know this because the migraine went away, and then when I started drinking the iced tea again, the migraines came back. I've excluded that from my diet. I still occasionally get one, which is probably stress-related, but they often at times are induced by something in our diet, even lack of water.
Yeah.
There are certain things in our lives that are diagnosed, and you get a treatment. And sometimes that treatment, sadly, does not resolve the issue. But it fits into these categories where you can do it. The other times when it's all over the place, and migraines can be distilled to Dave Harrigan, I'll just use you hypothetically, even though you don't get migraines, has a migraine because of this, but me, Chad Hartman, we can't figure out why. You know, that's been part of the odyssey with Quentin and seizures, and we've had a much, much better stretch for a long period of time, knocking on whatever fake this is. And we made some subtle changes. But with seizures, you can see how the medicine metabolizes in the system, where it is with the blood levels. But it's not as simple as, I hope no one faces it, but sad thing to do, like chemotherapy, you know, the shrinking of something,
sure,
and what the radiation is doing, you know. So not that you'd rather have any of those things, but some things are just so much more trial and error. So if you're facing migraines, I am very, very sorry. Hope they go away. 31 past 1. Jamie Yuccas, never a migraine to this show. She's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.